A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, March 4th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Gabe Stove.
And I'm Marvelous Mfananya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about by-election campaigns in Zimbabwe and the Ukraine-Russia war and campaigning for the forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections is in top gear in Zimbabwe, where parties are holding rallies to drum up support. The opposition Citizens Coalition for Change will be holding a rally tomorrow in Bulawayo, while ZANU-PF is scheduled to have a similar event in Cholocho, that is Matabeleland North. In Ukraine, state officials say Russian forces have taken control of Europe's largest nuclear plant, Zaporizhzhia, after shelling it and sparking a fire in a building in the plant compound. This comes at a time when the Russian army is dropping bombs in many cities, resulting in a refugee crisis, which the United Nations says may hit about 4 million before the end of the year. Some of the people that have fled include Zimbabweans who were students at various tertiary institutions. And in sports, the second edition of the Basketball Africa League kicks off in Dakar tomorrow. Two other cities, Cairo in Egypt and Kigali in Rwanda, will host this edition's matches, as was the case for the historic inaugural tournament that took place in May 2021 in Kigali, Rwanda. 12 teams will try to succeed Zamalek of Egypt, winner of the first Basketball Africa League. Initiated by the prestigious NBA, the North American Basketball League, in partnership with the International Basketball Federation, the ball replaces the former African Basketball League. So, guys, Rwanda, Balamtandi, Service Program, Uchieneo, Onyokuru, one corner, is Kulma, Amapa elections, Omela is 26, Ombimbito. Siabono Tisibi, good name, Omele, Amavanje Wenzi, Nesca Soketulun. Skrumanje, Sasa, Rabe Guani, Guahan, just will go blow. Jobas is Vilukutivanda, the Citizens Coalition for Change. WCY City Stadium, ikakasela uketo lolu. Uza tinjalo ngesonto, iwa ndeleza NPF, labili kona ngale, echo locho, esavele nise Matabeleland North. So, kwa wiku fiyo kona ngale, echo locho lako. Kwa wiku lomonga meli, Emerson Mnangagwa. Sikuluma nje, ngase skangela kwa zinye zombusazwe, zikangela kona ngale kwele Ukraine, ukwanya nga zani, ibu tole Russia, seliba mbe, kaga sivili, nuclear plant kutoa Zaporizhzhia. Kanya nazani gelei nuclear plant enkulu kakhulu. Singati ke ibutho le Russia. Lika la posa mabomba kuna ngale kwa lumata ngako wesachu kutengwe kuzawa lukunyo kuzima kuzawa kona. Kuto kungazani ke situation ya nkona kutoa under control. So ili Russia likaja lupomba. Amanda kuna ngale kule Ukraine. Oso kupupeo kuna bantu ofiwa 2000. Wataba 1.2 million sebebalekile kulelo lizwe. Umanyana wa United Nations uthi kulabantu bafika 4 million abalakho ukubaleka kusiyafika ekupheleni komnyaka. So siyabona njalo ukuthi abanye babaleke khona ngale ngabadabuka eZimbabwe abafunda endaweni ezijeneyo. So abanye baseHungary, Poland, Romania namanye amazwe. Siba ke kuthiwa ke uhulumende weZimbabwe sezama ukuthi abalungisele amatikiti ukuthi bahambe kube babuyele ekhaya. Nxa sisikhangela kwezemidlalo siyakhumbula ukuthi kwakwenziwa iBasketball Africa League nyakenye, imidlalo yakhona kwakunzima sibili, kwagcina kunqoba iqembu leZamalek nako le-Egypt. So ke imidlalo le iqalisa kusasa, second edition, kuna ngale ke eDakar kwele Senegal. Amanye amadolobha amabili iCairo kuzobuya ke iKigali azabe lawo ele midlalo le. So imidlalo le singathi qakathekiswa kakhulu yi-NBA yako leMelika sibili. Kuyakhuthazwa ukuthi kuthuthuke i-basketball kuzwekazi le-Africa. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi i-International Basketball Federation layo isekela imidlalo le. So sabe siliphakulela kunengi ngokuya phambili. Kunjalo ke Mavela sinxa sikhuluma ngakho khonokho esibhekane lakho namhlanje.
Aiwati nokuchinga miza ine mufaro pano pachirova chedu chanasi nemusi wechishanu kudai March 4, 2022 apo nasi tirikutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yegadziriro yesarudzo yemabai elections. uyeje tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika kunyika ye Ukraine iyo yatakaona ichipindwa nenyika ye Russia zvine chisimba uyeje pari zvino Russia iri kuti iyo yawanikwa ichienda kune zviteshi kana kuti maplans enuclear emu Ukraine. Tichiona zvakare kuti kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda zviri munyika iyi, zvimwe zvakakwanisa kubuda vachienda ivo kuPoland, vamwe vakaenda kuRomania, vamwe vakaenda ivo kuHungary, uko vari kuita upoteri uyezve vakamirira kuti vatengerwe matikiti kuti vadzokere kumusha. Tambotaura nechimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri kunzvimbo yeRomania vachiti ivo basi rezve embassy yeZimbabwe iri kuGermany yakwanisa kunge ichitenga matikiti evamwe vari munzvimbo iyoyi uyezve vachibatsirwa zvakare nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri ikoko kuEurope kuti vabatsirane mukutenga matikiti aya ekuti zvizvarwa izvi zvidzokere kumusha. Vamwe vazhinji vawanikwa ivo vachipotera vachibva kunzvimbo yeUkraine vadzidzi vari kuita zvidzidzo zvepamusoro vari kuda kuita madhokotera kana zvimwewo. Asi tinonzwa zvakare kuti kuchiri nevamwe vari munzvimbo iyi yeUkraine vari kune imwe nzvimbo yakawanikwa iyo ichibhombwa mabridge nemarodhi zvokuti pari zvino vari munzvimbo yavanoti mabhanka uyezve pari zvino havasati vawana chokufambisa kuti vawanikwe ivo vachibuda munyika iyi vachitsiga hondo irimo sezvo pasina zvokufambisa uyezve migwagwa isina kumira zvakanaka. Saka tange tiri kutarisa zvakare mitambo iri kutanga iyo mangwana yeBasketball Africa League ichawanikwa iyo ichinakidza veruzhinji. Iyi mitambo yechipiri takamboona ichiitwa zvakare gore rapera. Asi tange tiri kutarisa zvakare misangano miviri mikuru ichange iri kuitwa nebato reCitizens Coalition for Change yekutsvaga rutsigiro kuBulawayo. Uyezve tichiona kuti ZANU-PF ine wayowo musangano zvakare kuCholocho. Saka tichange tiuda kunzwa kuti zviri kufamba sei uyezve pari zvino hapasati pane mhirizhonga here. Taona nhasi vaConstantino Chiwenga vachitaura vari kuBulawayo vachitaura ivo kuti vanhu pari zvino vanofanira kugarisana pasina ipo zvekushungurudzana panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Asi vazhinji vari kutarisa vachiti izvi zvinofanira kubvawo kubato irori reZANU-PF uyezve kuti vachivenga kana vataura mazwi aya vachinyatsorevesa mazwi akanaka, asi chinodiwa kuti vanhu vazoateedzera. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yee, kunjalo ke kolongo kunye nakumavela sike sizwe ke uChiwenga ekhuluma khona ngale kuBulawayo lapho kade kuthanyelwa khona emgwaqweni libandla leZANU-PF.
Of comrades Dr. Emmerson Dangudzo Mnangagwa, the country has been taken to a new level, punctuated by a raft of development oriented policies, programs, and projects. Itself an unmistaken character by a raft of development. Oriented, I wish to share with you program the one and only message it's from the President and the Secretary of the party that none by wish to share with you shall build one and develop our country from the President and the Secretary by brick of the party stone that none stone. Shall build and develop our country. Our now spoken mantra upon stone, which says, "En nika inovakwa neve nevayo." It is where our lakiwa mewani kazi maro, which says, "Nika inovakwa neve nevayo."
So that is the Vice President of Zimbabwe, Marvelous, there is talking about, what ZANU-PF is campaigning for. He says the nation has to be built by its owners, so utilize ukumele lakhiwe ngabanikazi balo. Singazi ukuthi ikho kumbe hayi, yeah, kuba khona pa Marvelous.
aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa vaConstantino Chiwenga vachitaura ivo vari kubulawai vachiti hanzi nyika inovakwa nevene vayo vachitaurawo zvakare zvavari kuti ivo bato ravo reZANU-PF zvakagona kusvika panguva ino zvavari kuita kuti vari kuti ivo vanhu vavatsigire mune rutsigiro rwavari kutsvaga pamabielections achaitwa mwedzi uno musi wa26.
Yes, we also had some kind of coverage in Harare where the ZEC chairperson, Priscilla Chikumba, was presenting before a portfolio committee, that is a parliamentary portfolio committee. She was talking about violence. You know, there have been several incidents of political violence, and she says their hands are very, very tight, you know, because at the end of the day, they don't have the legal framework or legal mandate to actually, you know, arrest people. She says, if ever you talk about arresting anyone, you have to talk to the police, you know, if ever there's any violence and all those kind of things. So let's listen to what she's saying, Marvelous, about this issue.
Pakazanwe nonzi code of conduct yakaita sepumbiro rekuti vanhu vanenge vachida kusarudzwa vanowirirana kuti aya ndoo mafambisiro atichaita kana takukambena hatirovane hatitukane hatimbunyikidzane saka kana anenge ambunyikidzwa ane kodzero yekumhanyira kumapurisa kuhuman rights commission ane kodzero zvakare yekuenda kunonzi kuelectoral court kuhigh court kunotaura kuti ndambunyikidzwa naningi ndikuda kuti electoral court imubvise paballot paper imudisqualify mukanyora tsamba kuzeki muchititaura kuti marohwa hambama zeki haina zvainokwanisa kukubatsirai nazvo pakuti kurohwa kwamaitwa uku kusakanganise nhau yesavo panguva yatinenge tichiita zvisarudzo munofanira kuenda kumapurisa munomaavhurisa dhoketi rekuti electoral act yakanganiswa kwete kuvhurisa dhoketi rekurohwa mbama.
Mataura imi kuti dzimwe nyika dzine matanha dzinoita kunge dzichi maelectoral emp anga achikwanisa kunge achiranga mapato ezvematongerwo enyika ndezvipi zvimwe zvingakwanisa kuitwa kuti tinge tichipedza dambudziko iroro remhirizhoni.
Kune dzimwe nyika dzekuti tomboti munhu anenge achida kusarudzwa akaita kutuka vamwe kana kutaura mashoko akaipa musangano wake unobvisirwa mavhote proportional representation kana kuti vanobhadhariswa mafaini anosvika kana kumamiriyoni $ chaiko chakuti kubhadharisai faini yekuti makatuka nguva yezvesarudzo zvisingabvumidzwe nemutemo wesarudzo saka isusu muno muzimbabwe masimba iwayo hatina uyezve muno muzimbabwe hatina masimba ekurejista mapolitical party kana kuadhiregi zvinove zvinotitadzisa zvakare kuti tikwanise kuadzora nezvisungo nguva yavanenge vachiita zvavanenge vachiita kana kuti yavanenge vachipomerwa kuti vakaita zvavakudzaita
zvino pane zvimwe zvamungada kuzitaura here zvakamangana nesarudzo dzemabielections dziri kuuya idzi.
Zvandingade kutaura ndezvekuti vana vemuzimbabwe nyika inoi ndeyedu ngatiiteizve kuti kana tanzi bumbiro remutemo riri kuti tiroenda mumabielection toita nerunyararo nekuremekedzana vana baba vachiremekedza ana amai vana mai vachiremekedza ana baba vana vachiremekedza vakuru vakuruwo vachiremekedza vana vadiki nekodzero dzevadiki munhu wese ane kodzero dzake mubumbiro remutemo ngatiregei kumbunyikidza pinda mukanzuro pinda mupalamendi nerudo rwevanhu vanenge vakakusarudza vachiona kuti uchanomiririra zvichemo zvavo kwete kupinda nekumbunyikidza.
Mataura imi kuti mitemo yesarudzo inoda kusandurwa uye pane zvimwe zvamakatura muparamende mungatitsanangura muchidimbu kuti ndezvipi
zvinoturwa kuparamende zvinoturwa kune gurukota rinoona nezvemutemo gurukota rinoona nezvemutemo vane mutemo wavachauya nawo voisa pamberi peparamende kuti vane mutemo wavachauya nawo voisa pamberi peparamende kuti
For a very long time. You mentioned two specific examples, bias coverage and politically motivated violence. I just want to add to what the CEO has said. Technically speaking, bias coverage and politically motivated violence, these are electoral malpractices which are criminalized in terms of the Electoral Act. Now, because they are criminalized, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has absolutely no power at all to deal with allegations of criminal activity. That is not part of our mandate as a purely administrative EMB. When you look at other EMBs in the region, for instance, South Africa and Zambia, you will find that in terms of their mandate, they have a quasi-judicial or quasi-tribunal mandates, which actually enabled them to summon stakeholders to answer to certain allegations. And as a consequence of that quasi-judicial mandate that those ENBs have, they can actually find ENBs. I've seen a political party in South Africa being fined 1 million rand, for instance, for an electoral malpractice, for hate speech, for instance. So do we have enough power? My direct answer is this. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has adequate power to deal with its current mandate, which is purely administrative. Now, if Parliament were to decide to give the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission quasi-judicial mandates, then of course we would expect commensurate power to enable us to deal with that new mandate. Now, what we find is the perennial problem, Honourable Gone, is that we need more robust voter education for stakeholders to understand that simply going on social media to say, I wrote a letter to them saying there was a politically motivated violence, that's not where your remedy lies. That is not going to assist you. Because we are in the middle of an election, we're running around, we're purchasing ballot paper and ink. We have a cardboard box full of letters saying, ah, dear, dear, you know, yesterday somebody slapped me because we belong to different political parties. Okay, report to your nearest police station. Report to the Human Rights Commission. They have investigative power. We simply don't. And what I find is the Electoral Commission continuously gets blamed for failure to act in those instances because people expect it to act. And they expect it to act. And they...
Yes, that is Ms. Priscilla Chikumba of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. I think when I'm talking marvelous, okay, yes, abantu bahamelele ukuthi izekhi isebenze yona ngoba bona banamandla ngokutsho kwakhe ukuthi abanamandla ngijongijo sibili ukuthi bengenzani. So ungavele utshaye ngumuntu kwezomba ngazo kumele ukuthi ubone iplan ukuthi ungenza njani, hambe emapholiseni ngokutsho kwakhe ukuthi ungaya kuzekhi vele kawusozithole lutho. So izekhi kake ubambe konke lokho ngoba kayina constitutional mandate yokuthi isebenze njalo. So singazi ukuthi ungathini kunapo marvelous ngena sizo
aiwa apo tsangachiri kunzwa mai chigumba vachitaura panyaya yekushungurudzwana kwevanhu vanenge vari kuita zvemacampaign. Vari kutaura ivo kuti unofanira kuenda kumapurisa uyezve uchienda iwe kunotaura nehofisi inomirira nyaya iyoyo kuitira kuti usangoenda uchinoti aiwa ini ndarohwa. Aiwa unofanira kuenda ikoko uchibva utaura kuti ini ndiri muelection uyezve ndiri candidate ndakwanisa kushungurudzwa nacandidate nyanga wekupati yakati. Asi vanga vari kuti ivo sezeki havana yatingati simba rekuti vawanikwe ivo vachipa mutongo wekuti munhu anenge ashungurudzwa abviswe paballot paper kana kuti abhadhariswe mari sezvinoitwawo kune dzimwe nyika dzakadai seSouth Africa. Vataura kuti kunenge kuna ana South Africa imwe pati yakatowanikwa ichibhadhariswa mari inosvika 1 million rand pamusoro pekunge vakwanisa kunge vachishungurudza imwewo bato ranga riri kukwikwidza musarudzo. Saka ndozvavari kutaura ipapa vachiti ndozvavanoshuvira kuti munguva inotevera zviitike nekuti vanhu vanofanira kuremekedzana nekuti munhu wese tichitarisa mubumbiro remutemo ane rukudzo raanopiwa. Vechidiki vane rukudzo rwavo, vakuru vane rukudzo rwavo, saka vanhu havafanira kunge vachishungurudzana munyaya iyi yemabyelections pakutsvaga rutsigiro Gibbs.
Yes, we've got a ZANU-PF councillor here. You know, she's talking about what is going on in Bulawayo. Tomorrow, remember, in Bulawayo, the CCC and all those kind of, you know, things are going to happen. Remember what happened a week ago, eh? There was so much violence, but let's understand what Zeke is saying. She's saying, you know what? It's very impossible to actually arrest anyone. So let's listen to what she's saying.
Mama Moyo, ndingacela ukuthi uhlelo lokukhankasela uvotela mhlaka 26 lumi njani esigabeni sakho?
Hayi, mina uhlelo lokukhankasela esigabeni sami lu right, sivile kuyahambeka kuyasebenzeka. Labantu siyabatshela ukuthi hayi bo bantu lingali okuqakathekileyo ukuya register ukuvota. Hambani register ukuvota ukuze Nga ufuna onga ufuniyo inkala kato kaka tegle is for you to go and vote. Iko sivajela kono tambande vote singa albi linga tabula ma posters ana matseleyo. Iposta yomunye nga ina matseli chinjalo. Ehe, saba kongo sela sivida haiku sela sivida kya sevenze.
So all what she's saying here, my brother, is that, you know, people should campaign very peacefully. And she says she's encouraging other people to do the same because there's no need for people to fight. You know, physical fights, she says, no, that's not the way to go. The best way is to just campaign peacefully. If you find some kind of posters from other people, don't tear them, don't do anything. But people should campaign in a very civilized manner. So, uchonjalala.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa vamwe kanzura vachange vakamirira zano PF vari kutaura ivo kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachitsvaga rutsigiro murunyararo. Vari kutaura zvakare nyaya yekuti ukaona posta yemumwe wekune rimwe bato rakanamirwa pane imwe nzvimbo usabvise nekuti munhu wese ane yatingati iye anobvumidzwa kuti aise maposta ake nekukampenawo. Saka ngapawanikwe pachiitika iparunyararo uyezve kuti vanhu vawanikwe vachiyanana. Kana uri wepati yako wotsigirwa kupati kwako asi usazowanikwe uchibvisa maposta nezvimwe zvakadaro kuitira kuti sarudzo iri dziitwe murunyararo. Vakataura zvakare kuti ivo vari kukurudzira vanhu kuti vaende kunonyoresa kuvhota panguva inoyi mabielections asati atanga. Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. I think maybe our guests are in now. Let's check them out whether they are in or not. We've got one guest already, and that is Nkululeko Gwabalanda Mate. He's just a political activist. He doesn't have a particular party. Welcome to the program, Baba. Kunjani mate?
Nitola njani kithi nabo marvelous nabalaleli angazi noma ngiyazwakala kahle.
Yebo, uyazwakala kahle kakhulu sibili. Yebo, usondele ku mic yakho ukuthi sikuzwe mnandi mnandi. Yebo, so ke akutsho ukuthi wena ubona njani imkhankaso le ikhona ba?
Imkhankaso duwe ngiyayibona, ngiyibona ilobungozi kakhulu ngendlela engakhona. Amaparty lawo ngananzelela iZANU-PF ne-CPC. Followers, amanenga kubu njalo are enough la amafollowers abanawo ukuthi 50-50. So ngibe sengizibuza ukuthi kathi iZANU manje lo mkhuba wokuhlasela elinye amanye amabandla uthatha kuphi ngoba ile enough support. Okuyinto okuyingozi ukuthi ngoba bahlasele ekhwekhwe babulala abantu balimaza abantu bananzelela ukuthi iparty le manje ithi every structure kuma constituents ayo isinama gangsters. So okuyingozi okokuthi ngoba kusasa isipusiya ngazi kubathi le rally kodwa nina ngisa-check candidate. So okuyikuthi mangukuthi isipusiya kusasa ine rally koflawayo e-White City eMathebeleleni. Ukhumbule dube ukuthi la maparty mayisuka eHarare esize eMathebeleleni abuye namabhasi ethwele abantu besiza kulani. Laba abantu asibazi ukuthi ngubani. Njalo thina ma siphila endaweni like siya koflawayo emzini wakoflawayo siyazana. Njalo asikwazi ukusasela. So abantu laba babuya nezimpi zabo akade bevele bezilwa njengokuthi bekulelene khona ngale befuna ukuzozilwela koflawayo. Kumbula ukuthi sike zalinyalelwa ngabantu oyezabo ngendaba yokuthi babebuye nezimpi zabo le. Kathi sibaqalile ukulwa le. Bayabuya futhi azazi namhlanje balala beplantane wathi sithi kumbe iZimbabwe igcwele ngabotheketa kuthiwa ngamashuku. Labo bantu bagcwele ngamagrenata asazi namhlanje noma kuyalala kuplantwa wona lawo magrenata ngoba thi sebesesabi ukuthi behlasele layo. Abantu bakithi bazahamba beyohlala behlale kanti bahleli phezu kwamagrenata bethole sebelimele. Njalo ukhumbule ukuthi i-CCC ayilamandla njalo ayilaphosta ayinayo. Into ezayenza nayo futhi ukuthi nayo bayenza ama-meeting ebusuku futhi laba bantu wena ama-gangsters bazahamba beyoplanta futhi nabo futhi into zabo zenezi ngoba sebesesaba ukuthi belwe i-straight line beyoplanta etholothi besihlimazela abantu futhi ngomva kokuthi 1985 saphelelwa ngabantu sinyalelwa ngabantu nge-ground manje babuya lezi mpi zabo khona le mashonaland yinto abazazenza futhi i-advice engayinikeza abantu bamathebeleleni bayakwazi ukuthi bona bafuna ukuvotela abantu babahlala ezindini bekele uhamba emaralini lawa azingozi okuthola sokugwazwa ngemkhonto. Kathi sabantu bayisabuka ejele sebezaplanta into zabo phansi siphele sesinyalelwa ngabafowethu siphele sibalinyalelwa kangaka.
Marvelous to hear what Mr. Mate is saying, that, you know, there's this issue of political violence. He's very worried about the situation right now. I think you heard what Ms. Priscilla Chikumba was saying, that they don't have power, so the police are there to only do their job, you know, and not to Zek, because he doesn't have the police, he doesn't have any mandate to actually do that kind of a thing. So he's worried that maybe tonight, as we speak, there are some people who are going to be trying something at White City Stadium so that they can actually corner some supporters of the Citizens Coalition for Change. So he says there's something that needs to be done, you know, because Zimbabwe has been experiencing such violent activities for a long, long, long time. Yes, Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa mudarikani vedu vabate vachitaura ivo kuti pari zvino vari kushungurudzikana nenyaya yekushungurudzwa kuri kuitwa vanhu vanotsigira mapato. Vari kutaura ivo kuti semaonero avo vari kufungidzira kuti mangwana panogona kuita mhirizhonga zvakare, apo panogona kutsvakwa vanhu vanogona kuenda vachinonyungaidza yatinoti musangano uye weCCC uriko mangwana White City, vachitaura zvakare kuti taona Mai Chikumba vachitaura ivo kuti ZEC haina simba rekuti risunge vanhu vanenge vaita zvemhirizhonga. Saka ndozvimwewo zvekutatarisa ipo pano kuti zvoitwa sei, tichiona kuti ZEC yageza maoko ayo ichiti iyo haina simba rekusunga vanoita zvemhirizhonga. Asi mangwana tiri kuona kuti pachange paine musangano mukuru weCitizens Coalition for Change, tichiona zvakaitika kuKwekwe, uko takaona kuchifa munhu mumwe chete pamusangano wakaitwa ikoko wavachamisa. Saka vazhinji vakatarisa kuti zvii zvichabuda pamusangano wamangwana.
Yes, Marvelous. So I think we are waiting for the other guests. They should be joining us shortly. We'll see how far we can go with our program today. And hopefully Rachel Busango has joined us. Let me check whether he's in now. So he's still not around. So wait for him. So ke simelela abanye ukuthi bangene khona bokuhlelo ukuthi siqoqe labo sizwe ukuthi kuvele ukuhamba njani lapha ekhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba. So ke kulomnye ubaba lapha Marvelous okhuluma lo Ezra Chisa Spanda ukhona ngale endaba zinduna. Akumuzwe, this guy comes from very, very far, you know, in a certain place. You say it. Let him say it, and then you'll hear his story, you know, his concerns, the life that he's facing under the current government and all those kind of things. So here he comes.
Say, what's your name, sir?
My name is Tichawana Mtogolo.
Tichawana?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I find you in Tabazunduna. What's happening? There's voter registration. All of you guys are walking around. They're not registering to vote. Why?
Yeah, me, I come from much east weather, it's almost 700 kilometers away from this place. I'm a learned person. I'm someone who now I should be working, getting salary. But the job that I'm doing just in jail benefits. Even today, if I wake up my leg broken, cut it, I don't have anything on it. Yes, I'm very youthful. I'm only 35 years old. And but just imagine coming from much east weather to look for something here in Matibelele and Nabasituna, and to cut us with we don't eat anything yet, and we're trying to get something out of the soil.
So, here, what are you doing? Artisan miner, what are you doing?
Yeah, we are artisan miners, and we are working under someone. Has been given claim by the government, but the government didn't even give him the money to start mining. You are given a claim but no capital. How can you mine? Yet mining is capital intense. You need money to start mining, and you need compressors, you need maholas. They say you are giving new claims. Yes, you get the claims, but how can I start mining?
And so they find a mine for you and tell you that there's a mine for you, but
that's
they don't give you any
that's
resources.
It. You're only given a mine. Remember,
just land like this.
That's land. Germans came here in Zimbabwe long back. They had everything. The German government would fund the mining industry. And Zimbabwe is rich. We have got, especially Matabele land, vast of gold, but no one is mining it. We say we own the land. We have the claims. badly. We cannot attract the gold under the crown because we don't have the capital. You see, that's why you find some of us will die in peace, because what we are doing, we are mining mbuyane and kind of mining. We are using sand and chisel, yet we are living in the third world, and we should be using explosives, compressors,
everything. Yeah. But how did you see who got the mine exactly? How did you find the mine? Was it allocated? Do they allocate? You apply? What happens?
The guy said, the chiefs here is kind of like a chiefdom, and it's so you are told, the chief is giving people, the local people, and it. But him, as the beneficiary of the guy who is the local guy, and it, he got the claim. And it, even him, the chief, has got three claims. But now there's nothing happening on that claim. It's now 4 years. He got the claim, but he's just pushing. And it, he has got the mine. And it, but there's nothing happening.
So now that you are told to go and register to vote, so you find that it's not helping at all to register to vote. Look at there, it's empty. There's nobody in there. But there's exact people, they're waiting for people like you, the young ones, to come and register to vote.
We are fed up. The thing is, you see, sometimes, especially the youth, it is us who has been affected mostly in Zimbabwe. And especially from the age of 40 to 15, nothing. It's like me, I finished school in 2005, but I've never withdrawn money from the bank. And last year I voted. But my vote went in vain, and we vote, especially in town. People, we vote, especially us. We need change.
So you believe that the voting is just a waste of time?
To me, it's just a waste of time. I think, like the president said, Zimbabwe is open for business. He's doing business. I should also be doing business. If he's staying from the country, why can't I also stay from that? He told us openly, Zimbabwe is open for business. I'm doing business. You should also do business. So, right now, what I'm focusing is just to me and my family, me and my kids. As long as my
from
kids,
hand to mouth, just working.
Yeah, hand to mouth. And it's because if I try to cast my vote, it won't change anything. And it's, so now what we want, people, they are fed up. Especially the youth. Those people you are seeing, they just check the ages, maybe from 40 to 60.
Yeah,
but those are the people who have benefited before. They've got houses, they've got cows, but they've worked maybe in the regime, Emma White, and the other part of Mugabe regime, where people, where our currency is devalued. But as is youth, still nothing out of it. Thank you, Mama.
No, you are marvelous. That's one of the people who's very disgruntled about what is happening in his life. So we are kind of cool lapha uthi impilo kayihambi ngendlela ayifuna yena. Uthi selokho waba nguye azakasebenze lokana ukuthi uyazuza icheck kumbe benzani. Kuloko kuyi-money claim lapha asebenza khona uthi vela kusebenzeki. So ke kulobu zimo obunye obumangalisayo. So ke ngena khonapho ke sibiza uRegis Busango angene khonapha kuhlelo. Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tirikunzwa kubva kune mumwe mukomana murume wechidiki ari kuti iye akabva kuhwedza kuti anotsvaga basa kumatvland uku ari kuti iye ari kuita zvekuchera zvicherwa kana kuti yatingati magweja kunzvimbo iyoyo asi ari kuti iye chiri kunyanya murwadza ndechekuti abvunzwa kuti vakarejista kuvhota akati ehe ndakatombovhota asi vhoti yangu haina kubuda zvakanaka uyezve akati iye semunhu wechidiki haana kutombobvira abata kana cheki mari yekuti akashandawo apa nekuti ari kuti iye zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka ari kuti vechidiki munzvimbo iyoyi vakawanikwa vachipiwa maclaim emamaini nachifu weimomo saka iye anoshandirawo mumwe munhu ane claim asi munhu uyu ane claim asi haana mari yekushandisa zvekuti vari kungoshandawo zvekungogwavha ngwavha havana mari yekuti vachere vachishandisawo muchina yechizvino zvino achitaura iye zvakare kuti vazhinji munzvimbo iyi vaunoona vati kurei vakwegura ndoo vane mari nekuti vakashanda panguva iyo vaipiwa macheki vakatengawo dzimba vakatengawo mota nezvimwe zvakadaro saka zviri nani kune vati kurei asi kune vechidiki zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka uyezve anga ari kutaura iye kuti hazvisi nyore kuti munhu ubve kuhwedza kunobva ivo zvakare vachiwenga vatanzwa vachitaura nhasi vari kuBulawayo ndoko vanobva kuwedza ikoko saka anga ari kutaurai kuti hazvisi nyore kuti munhu ubve ikoko kuwedza wouya kumatebhereland woita zvakare haupana mari yauri kuwana mubasa raunenge uchiita saka ndokutaura kwaari kuita achiti vechidiki pari zvino aiwa akati iye ini ndaakungoshandirawo mhuri yangu nekuti ati hanzi mutungamiri wenyika vanotaura kuti Zimbabwe is open for business asi iye pache zvake haasati aona kuti open for business yacho inorevei kuna iye nemhuri yake akati pari zvino akungoitawo zvokuti mhuri yake irarame haachisinawo basa nekuti wepanext door zviri kufamba sei ndokutaurawo kwaari kuti asanga ari kushungurudzika kuti pari zvino nyaya yekuti vanhu ngavanyorese kuvhota kana kuvhota kwaari iye haasi kuona kunge zvinosandura zvinhu sezvo ari kutarisana neupenyu hwakaoma semunhu akabva kuhwedza achiuya kumatebhereland asi haasi kunyatsobata mari yakati tsvikiti
iye yakuruma lapa ke munumzana kuti okuhlupayo kuti papongukiyakiya nje wemuntu yabamba lapa abambe ngale mavhela asapinde abambe ngapa kwehlule kuti hakunzima kakhulu so ke singazi ukuthi uRegis Vusango usebuyile kumbe hatho ukuthi simdinge simuzwe ukuthi uthini ngakhona kokuya kukhulunywa ngabantu njalo langokhetho lolubuyayo siyawazi ukuthi abantu abaningi bakhangelele ukuthi babone ukuthi kuyahamba njani so abanye bathi into zokhetho lezi kazilancedo so mbonana kamkamtoli qhubeka marvelous qhubeka sibeni umxolele
apo tikuramba tichiona isu zvikuitika uyezve takamirira vanyarikani vedu kuti vauye pachirongwa asi nyaya huru iripo ndeyekuti pane misangano yekutsvaga rutsigiro rwemabielections uri kuitwa iwo mangwana kuBulawayo uyezve tichizoona mumwe musangano zvakare uchaitwawo nezanupf kucholocho saka mapato maviri aya vese vachange vari munzvimbo imwe chete vazhinji zvakare vari kuda kuona kuti chii chichaitika takaona muzvare Dr. Thokozani Kupe vachibuda iro svondo rino vachikurudzira kuti mapato abatane uyezve kuti vanhu vashande pamwe chete saka vazhinji vakatarisa kuti chii chichabuda parali iyoyi yeccc uyezve chii chatichanzwa kubva kuna muzvare Thokozani Kupe
oti sike sizwe ke kukupe kuti utini ngakhona kukhulunywa ngumavelas ukuthi abantu kumele bebambane
future generations will not forgive us if we allow next year's chance to slip away. It is a glorious chance that comes to us, the ordinary people, once in 5 years, and we must make the most of it. Time has come for political parties, students, women's movements, vendors, war veterans, the church, labor, transport operators, and town, the civil movement, and other social networks to come together and challenge the ZANU-PF regime. In view of this, as NDC team, we are henceforth going to be working with like-minded opposition political parties because we are stronger together, and together we can deliver real change to the people of Zimbabwe. Yes, we can. As the NDC team, we are today sending a message to the world that together we are stronger. And indeed, together we can, and together we will go far. I would like to conclude by emphasizing that the hour has come.
Yeah, I think she was cut off a little bit there, marvelous. Maybe let's try to see how best we can play this kind of video. She was really cut off.
Together, every step of the way in our quest to deliver real change so that every Zimbabwean lives in a Zimbabwe where there is equal distribution of resources and opportunities and the spirit of devolution. The hour has come for citizens to converge and vote for change. Together we can make a difference. I thank you. Distribution of resources and opportunities and the spirit of devolution. The hour has come for citizens to converge and vote for change. Together we can make a difference. I thank you.
Yes, she says together people can make a difference. And as you said, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen because coalitions are very difficult, right, to actually form and sustain.
Yes, I think Lawa really at the moment is the hottest ticket in town, or the hottest town in Zimbabwe, because there's so much coming out of Bulawayo. People are keeping eyes on what's going to happen between Chokozani Kupe and the CCC or other parties, because nobody really knows. She didn't mention who she would like to join forces with or to work alongside. So people are waiting to see what happens tomorrow. All roads lead to Bulawayo, both for the ruling party and also for the Citizens Coalition for Change. So it will be interesting to see what comes out at tomorrow's rally.
Yes, and even Zapu is campaigning in rural areas, you know. They are busy toiling and doing all these kind of things. Just listen to this clip.
I want to ask you, Lila. Antes na makristi zongela. Vune imbe. Kolea tili amas. Chuta vita li amas. Wawule ndo, choto amkolea. Nala le. Jamas. Zawtien zamas. Wawule ndo, choto amkolea. Pale paipini. Ay, chlo pale yon do. Ikou panjene zanu so. Ikou panjene zanu. Ingele skwamen sako so, itate kufuna. Ingene kosibanda lapha yezintandwane abadala bahlala idale bahlala amadale sizamthini lo muntu uqabana nawo singanisaza leziya abadala ngathi bakhumbula nje uDavide ngolo uGoliath kuthe sobathe madod akuzame ndlovu lenxenye ngamkwanithi uDavide ngaphili kumplanisa mina kuthe ke umfana uDavide wathi ake ngithi ngizame abadala hawo manini ngizame mina. Wathatha isavutha sakhe uDavida wayekumefusile egcekeni yabuya inkalakatha yabuya inkalakatha ithi zakukhahlela ufana lokho okufana wayeqaphela kuhle kwathi 1 2 3 kwafithi isavutha aw walubamba khonapho uGoliath uGoliath izano
Ilitshe lenu, ex, ivoti. Yilo le acha uDavida ngapi? Ebuzini. Isonke. Isonke.
That is Sibanglizwe Nkomo. He's the son of the late Father Zimbabwe Joshua Nkomo. You know, what he's saying is, he's talking about the biblical David and Goliath, you know? You know what happened, you know, during the kind of thing that he's talking about. So he says, in this case, David is Zapu, Goliath is ZANU-PF. And the stone that David used is the X for voting, you know. So he says he's not advocating violence, but he says use your X to get rid of ZANU-PF. Maybe it will work or it won't work, I don't know. Marvelous.
Apo tirikunzwa kubva kune vebato reZapu. Vari kutaurawo ivo vachipa muenzaniso wemubhaibheri kuti ivo sebato reZapu ndivo David, ZANU-PF ndiyo Goriath. Vachiti ivo kune avo vanga vari kuvateedzera vatsigiri vavo kuti imi pindai mubox monoita zvakaitwa naDavhida zvekuti akatema Goriath neX. X yachona moiita murichi muchivhota muchivhotera Zapu. Saka tikuona kuti variwo vachienda kumaruwa nekumwewo, asi tichange takatarisa kuti tione kuti zvii zvichabuda panyaya idzi, uyezve vachitaura zvakare kuti ivo sebato reZapu havakurudzire mhirizhonga, nyanyaya mhirizhonga pakati pevemapato anopikisa kana batowo riri kutonga pari zvino reZANU-PF, vachiti vanhu vese vari kuita zvematongerwo enyika vanofanira kuita izvi murunyararo, uyezve kuti wopinda uchinovhotera bato raunofarira. Asi apa vanga vari kutaura nevatsigiri veZapu vachiti endai munoita saDavhida wemubhaibheri munotema Goriath, muchitema Goriath neX mapinda muballot box muchivhotera bato reZapu.
Yes, we still have Mr. Nkululeko Kobalanda Mate. Kobalanda, angungeni khonapho sizwe ukuthi ibandla lezaphu ulifaka ngapi. Ubona ngani lalolo nganyakaza kumbe akusoze kube lalolo. Mr.
Dube sinandiyela muva. Kambangeni kuma kachigumba ukuthi uthe yena abala mapowers. Ukuthi abala mapowers uyaqeda umuntu wenkosi uma esabala mapowers. Izaphu ingavuthelela abantu ngendlela efuna ngakhona. Kodwa izanu ngavuka irikile akekho umuntu ozakhuluma ngoba uthi igumba sekhulumile ukuthi abala mapowers which means umuntu la mapowers ngama leaders ezana yiwa zathi ukuthi wena hayi
yes bona ngazani
ile noma cha
ngone
ngavumanga ukuthi adliwe so which means ukuthi izaphu ayikho into ezayenza ngize lapha abadala kabayekele ukusebenzisa isystem yabo yokufunza abantwana udlame lolu ababelusebenzisa ngesikhathi sekugula manje bafunda abantwana iyouth thina udlame ukuthi into dlame lelo ngeke luphele because manje sebelunika abantwana sebekwazi abantu ngemfondo kusuka lapho balusa ngathi thina sizale sizilusa ebantwaneni bethu ukuthi udlame ezibabhe ngeke luphele ngeke ngakhona the way ayikwenzakala ngakhona izame ukuthi uyahlala embusweni until Jesus come kube ngendlela iadvice enginikeza abantu bangazifuki ngoku emaralini ngcono umuntu azihlalele endlini ayazi ukuthi avotela abantu because emaralini khona ngale sesikwazwa ngemfondo.
So kunobuzima lapho.
Kunobuzima obukhulu kakhulu Dube ngoba ngiyakutshela amarali la ngu-2 le koBulawayo. Ngoba iMDC manje legqubu lokuthi ifuna ukuphindisela. Asikwazi ukuthi iyaphindisela ngani. Ingaphindisela iphindisela eTsholotsho. Ayila mapowers okuyahlasela ngemfonto njengezana. Kodwa izasebenzisa elinye iqhinga. Lelo qhinga abalisebenzisa iyabe iqeda abantu bakithi.
Yebo, so manje uthi kwenziweni lapha kobalanda.
Abantu kabayekele amarali ngoba abuya lamabhasi labantu esingabaziyo ukuthi bavela ngapi ngobani kanti izikliwe so abantu kabazihlalele endlini umuntu ayazi lezikipa nxa kuvuma kabayekele ukuthenga izikipa ngoba ziyababulalisa umuntu kahlala emfondweni akhe yazi ukuthi yena ufuna ukuvotela abantu bafuna ukuvotela uChamisa uyakwazi mhlawe ivoti zihambe yomvotela uChamisa bafuna ukuvotela umqondisi mhlawe election leyo zihambe yomvotela uyomvotela umqondisi but into ekhona uthi igumba sekhulumile amapholisa akabala power ukuthi abantu baye kumapholisa amapholisa lawa anapawa sizavota the way esifuna ngakhona kodwa izandi yezathu ukuthi laphana liwine okungaka lokhana liwine okungaka izethi zavuma kuphela ngoba ayilapha
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu sicela ubambe khona mpoke sizame uRegis Usango siyazama ukuthi simfonele mavela sihlaphe efonini all what Governor is saying is you know if Zethi is saying they don't have power so people may have problems you know at the end of the day if you can manage mavelas maybe you can call Regis Usango is waiting for our call because from this end I think my WhatsApp is not behaving in a good way. So let's try him from that end. While we are doing it, let's bring in a counselor in Tabazinduna who spoke with Ezra Chisaspanda about some of the challenges that they are facing. So let's listen to this interview.
Lapha ke ngibingelela ke umnumzana ngisithi unjani igama ngubani usitele ukuthi umina.
Yes, mina ngu-Alexander Mkandla, ngu-Councillor ka-Ward 6 khona phe Ntabazinduna.
Ntabazinduna?
Yes.
Kumi njani esigabeni?
Hayi, esigabeni yikhonokho. Phakathi kwesikhathi sehlobo, isikhathi somsebenzi. Kunengi ongaba khona, of course. Since intoni ingekho esigabeni. Kukhona ama-challenges here and there, kodwa ke. Hayi, silayo umlisa wesigaba. Ubaba uKhumalo.
Uyasebenza.
Uyasebenza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bona abantu bakomunye umbuso utshakazile sisho kule hlobo, kodwa abanye bathi ke asabasendlaleni kanti uhamba njani namsisi.
Ya, yes, liqiniso. Abantu kabalimanga bonke. Yeah, balimile abanye abalimanga. I-major concern ukuthi emlimeleni like ewadini yami kule ndawo osukula abantu abahlezi emlimeleni
bafoba
hayi bakhona abafakayo khonapho kulo mphathi owafakayo kodwa kungazani yena nxa esitsho uthi uchief wathi kafaka abantu
uthi ubathi omalafa abantu
uthi uchief wathi kabafake abantu
uchief uchief umana
uchief phela khona nguyena lo uFelix kodwa kathi sikapho
usepretend so yabe mnika athi wena faka abantu
hayi lokho lapho faka sakho ngiyakhuluma ngento
kodwa njengokhansela ubuza ukuthi andaba vela ngavunyelwa yilo
ngiyavunyelwa ukubuza ngiyabuza
ba uJerusalem vela
sokho abantu bobuza wesigabeni sakho
bakhansela
bakhona
ukuvume njalo bathengiswa imizi bathi
osekuqinisweni kukhanya ngani bayathengiselwa bani but mina ngibabuza embabuza kulothi ngathenga akula lokho yikho engingakufakazi ukuthi akulothi mina ngathengisengathenga
indabakodwa
kukhona ukuthi irume ekhona ukuthi abantu bayathengisa kuhlaba
so uzakulungisa kanje ukugcela nto bebuza labantu wena imoto akusolandwani ngokuza
yes ukulungisa siyakulungisa ngoba something that is in the process of sikulungisa ngoba the report we also taken the issue up to council kuzalungisa
kuzalungisa
ye ukuthi ngabe induna yona ikhona ngabe sesivele sokuhlelwa sokulungisa konke
labo kuyenza voter registration at important ngibona isigaba zakho lapha abantu abaregister u voter kuyina
abantu baregister they didn't tell us in time when they came in lati sibone ngamaposta aluba ngaba besitshele kulesikhathi sayenza I voter campaign like ukutshela abaphathi ukuthi ngelanga elinje kulento enje ukuze batshela abantu so bona lati sibone sebekhona and they were here just for a day
uthuthe abasebenzi laba council kambani ngawe uthi awasebenza ekhansil njengabantu bezekila
ye ngabasebenza lathi ngabe kuright so singazi ukuthi babetshele osobhukini but you'll find ukuthi osobhuki laba abanye bayabesidaba kwabo so kahle kahle ukuthi babetshele bani lathi asikwazi
so isigaba sakho kodwa siyathuthuka nxa ukhangele lisebenza njalo member of parliament wena
no sisebenza kahle sina still a problem with a number of developments we are building clinics we have ama schools esifuna ukuthi kona xa siwakhiwa bonke ku plan then we have ama roads since sinyiswe lizulu kwamanje but we have been trying by all means ukuthi silungise ama roads ethu some of them have been done some ebesiwenza destroy ngamanzi ukuthi somele siqalise kusha futhi ukuthi silungise ama roads
abantu bakhala ngikini ukuthi akula mithi uhamba njani
Yeah, well, we meet here. I can't tell at the moment because Angie reported we are meet. But we have interviewed a clinic. Seven days, you are one to one.
So that's the local leader in Tabazinduna is talking about some people who are being resettled in Tabazinduna without. Perhaps without authority and voters registration. He says many people are not registering because some don't have the proper documents. And ZEC itself just decided to go to Ntabazinduna without informing local leaders. So he says that's very problematic. So there you are, Marvelous. So I hope we've got Mr. Kusango right now. If we can just chat to him. That would be
I'm trying to call. Okay, hold on. Mr. Busango?
Hello?
Yes, sir. If you can go ahead, we are going to chat with you and then go to CCC. We have got Sikura on. If you can go ahead, just ask him a question. What would you like to know?
Yes, so what is his take about the by-election campaigns from the ZANU-PF side?
What's your take on the by-election campaign from the ZANU-PF side?
Yes, thank you very much. Our by-elections are going very well. We are having our star rallies with the presidents and the vice presidents are going around the country for the star rallies. The only concern we have is that we've seen that the CCC, they are busy always following up on our schedules. Wherever we have gone, they want to follow students and we've seen that they are the ones who are actually following where we have gone and causing a lot of violence there. They're causing political violence. They are, you know, orchestrating violence. Why can't they also they start from somewhere? Why do they have to say if the president was in Kwekwe this year today, they are also in Kwekwe tomorrow. If the president was in Kwekwe yesterday, they are there today. Why can't they also do their own? Why are they always following ZANU-PF? Right now,
even now it's a little bit far. We cannot hear him. When we started, he was good. Yeah, let him go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm saying. Even if you look at their program, at their slogans, why are their slogans always similar to ZANU-PF? Why are they always doing everything the ZANU-PF way? Why can't they do things their own way? Now they are saying 2023. Why they are following us? We say 2023 is different. They are also saying 2023. Everything is always about following ZANU-PF. So why can't they do their own unique things? Mm. We have our own unique way. We don't change our party names and everything. And they continue changing their party, but they still follow what the pattern of ZANU-PF. Do your own pattern.
Hold on, Mr. Kusango. Let's now go to Kurawone of CCC. Eva Kurawone Manswashi Kutongwa Nava Kusango and the MDC, sorry, Citizens Coalition for Zimbabwe. Munogoti is the citizen, and Munoti.
I don't want it to be petty. I want to address real issues.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will be very petty if I respond to say, but let me say, MDC, CCC booked the Gokwe rally, they booked the Kwekwe rally before ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that. And ZANU-PF, the brand of Kwekwe after CCC.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we booked in Mlawayo. We are not in Cholocho. We are in Mlawayo. These are two different provinces. These are two different provinces. So why is he saying the CCC is following ZANU-PF? And let me tell you, already we are now mobilizing for Copa Rally.
Mm-hmm.
You will see them following us. I'm surprised when you say we are following them. We are following them way. Mm-hmm. We booked our rallies well before them. This is the reason why Mchwana was out here violence on our rallies. They are the ones who are violent. They are coming, they are following us. You know, last week they killed Nube in Kwekwe because they are following our rallies. I don't know what MDC these guys they must accept that we coexist. They must accept CCC is a political party is against you. Let them do their own rallies. CCC do its own rallies. In America, you see Biden there, you see Trump there addressing the same crowd. But they can't even allow CCC to be around 140 kilometers away from theirs. What kind of people are they?
Tunaona kuti mangwana kune rally yenyu ikuru muBulawayo. Mukutarisira kuti tichafamba sei, tisataenda kuna vakusango.
As usual, CCC is the People's Party. Mukwana kwakazara vanhu White City Stadium. Our only fear is kuti vave violence yezvanopiwa vachauya futi kuda kuzokonzera mhirizhonga. But I think kuti ndzisa maround taisa the systems in place so kuti munhu wese anopinda mustadium anopinda achinge ataiswa kuti ana zvakabata zvinokwadza vanhu here. But we know them very well. Vanhu zvavachaita kuda kukonzera mhirizhonga vanoziva kuti havana mukana.
Alright, thank you. Eva Musango, chipai last word vongoti gaga tasvika kumagumo.
30 seconds, yes.
Thank you very much. Kurawone is not being fair to himself, he's not being fair to the listeners. He is very sure that if we are following them, then why are you always behind where we have gone? Why don't you change if you want to change the strategy? You are now still calling yourself MDC. You just said the MDC. You switched to CCC. So it seems that you don't even know which political party you are following. Are you following?
Mm-hmm. Next question.
The listeners are hearing.
Yes, go ahead.
But your next question.
Yes, okay. So what we are saying is, you can go to White City Stadium, but what we know is, you have never delivered. There was no delivery. You could not deliver anything. It's just talk, no action.
Thank you very much. I think Marvelous, we are out of time now. We don't have extra time.
In fact,
Marvelous, we have hit the last minute. Thank our guest this evening, Mr. Richard Busango of ZANU-PF, Mr. Godfrey Kurawone, Citizens Coalition for Change, Mr. Nkululeko Gobarandamate, an independent political activist, and our correspondent Ezra Chisaspanda, and Anastasia Ndlovu as well. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kips Kube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying have a very good night. And also thank you to Godwin Mangunjga, who gave us the video.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.